What's up, you guys? You are tuning into another episode of
Mashed Energy.
It's your girl Sheena.
Hey guys, it's Ashley.
And happy Friday. You're right, Friday. Okay, happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to our channel.
Welcome back.
Why did I say our channel like we're on YouTube?
I know. Maybe because we're supposed to. This is the sign that we're supposed to be on YouTube.
I just got so used to saying, welcome back to our channel.
But you know what?
Practicing that. That's not kind of good. But yeah, like, how has your week been?
So my week has been all right. It's just been a week. That's all I can say, you know? I don't like to put anything negative out there. Lately, when I've been speaking, it has been very positive.
Yes.
And I've been having a positive mood and attitude. So, yeah, week has been all right. How about you?
Well, it is spring break for the kids. So, I mean, if you are a parent and you understand what spring break is, you understand that your kids are with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the weekend, then they go back to school. It's been good. I think it's just been a lot of catching up on things around the house.
Yes.
Just taking that time to really focus on some of the things that you've kind of lacked or forgot about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like some things you put to the side, like, oh, I'll do that later, or laundry, or just in general. I saw this post where someone was like, it was a big flex to them that they were able to wash their clothes and dry and put them away all in the same day. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. And I thought it was funny because I'm like, yeah, it happens where like sometimes you'll wash the clothes or dry it or something. And then you sit it to the side like, oh, I'm going to fold that later. And then it happens the next day or whatever. But that was a big goal for them. And they were happy about that. But yeah, the week, I just feel like it's been really relaxing, quite peaceful, just getting a little bit of me time here and there, and not just doing too much. You know, like people, when it's time to like, looking at spring break as like a vacation. A lot of times when people say vacation, they're like, oh, vacation means going and doing something every single day. I can't do it. Like, moving forward, I just want times where if I do go on a vacation that I remember that how important it is to get some rest.
Yeah, rest periods.
A rest period. Yes, have fun, enjoy. But there's times where saying if you're doing a lot at home and you go on a vacation and you're doing a lot then, when are you going to get that time to take a moment to just relax? To say, I don't feel like doing anything.
You remember a couple years ago when we went on that one vacation?
Yeah.
And it was nonstop. You remember?
Yes.
Like, we didn't take
not any one break at all. And I think we were getting like 2 hours of sleep, if that.
Yeah.
So now
it was a whole agenda.
It was a whole agenda. And then it's like, you're going to like emotionally, physically, all of that, drain yourself out. And then you get back to home, to reality, to be like,
yeah,
I did not rest.
You know, it's a good thing that we were younger because
we had a lot of energy.
We had a lot of energy. So if I would have did something like that.
It was matching too.
Now, yeah.
Because we had some energy.
We were up.
We were up.
Like, I'm talking about like up early, not coming back till later.
Or how about the fact like when we would go to Vegas, we would get into Vegas like 9 p.m. at night.
Yes.
And hit the ground running.
We sure did. Besides that one year. Remember
that one year we actually did go to Vegas.
Yeah.
That was the year we met Mayweather.
Yeah.
Mayweather's team.
Yeah.
Took care of us. They took care, really good care of us that
McGregor fight.
Yes. They took really good care of us that weekend. It was such a fun sister's trip. But we got there and we were so exhausted and we ordered food.
Yep.
And the people came.
They sure did.
We slept through it. We were so tired. We ordered food. It was like 11 p.m.
And we was hungry though.
But guess what? We got that money back.
We sure did.
We said, look, y'all ain't never say nothing to us because we didn't get the notification.
No, I was knocked out.
Yeah, we were knocked out. But yes, just thinking about that, about how it's so easy to get caught up in plans and agendas and routines and whatever it is that gets you like like the Energizer bunny.
Yeah. You know, I believe I've been like that lately.
Yeah.
I've been like that. I'm going to say lately because it's not like, I think I've been doing a lot.
Yeah.
And I haven't really took time to like just be still. And then with the week that I've had, it put me in a situation to where I have to be still. Mm-hmm. So, like, for instance, this weekend, I'm going to be doing a lot of spring cleaning. And I've been getting a lot of stuff done around the house. I've been doing my homework. Like, I've just been, like, I've been doing my laundry, you know. And because I got to the point where I'm, like, if I stay on top of it, I won't get behind.
Or even just the fact that if you just do little at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes with people, they feel like they have to get it all done.
Yeah, you don't have to get
it. And if you put that in your mindset that you have to get it all done, you will, like, mentally, like, you're going to be exhausted thinking, like, I have to get this done.
Mm-mm.
You're not even relaxed. Yeah. But when you're, like, just slow and steady, you know, slow and steady, taking time for this area or that area.
Yeah, you can have, like, days for, like, you know, different rooms to be like, all right, you know,
I'm gonna focus here.
On this day, I'm going to clean out of the cabinet. On this day, I'm going to go
deep back clean the bathroom.
Upstairs. Exactly.
And whatever else. But, yeah, you did have a week.
I had a week.
I commend you on being so calm.
I know.
That's right now, in this moment.
That's amazing.
Been a week, but you know, I was hearing you say how like maybe this was your sign, because I'd be feeling like sometimes in life there's things that happen for a reason. Because I've heard people say before that they were doing something, like, you know, them people that don't sit down, and then you like hear that they keep going, you're like, oh, you they need to take a moment, and then something happens, whether, you know, whatever it is that happens, you're like, that was them needing to sit down.
It forces you into a
position. It forces you to sit down and just relax. You know, there's some things in life that doesn't require you to be in charge of doing.
No.
You know, there's people who put themselves in positions and then they start putting themselves out there that they're the reason that the stuff needs to get done because of them, or they need to do it. Sometimes you don't. You have your help me. You have people who support you that can help and step in. Sometimes all it is asking for help. But yeah, that's
how important. I be feeling. That's why it's something, because I had a conversation with you about something specifically.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to know that, like, after all of that, it reversed.
Yeah, you know, like it was Uno reverse card, girl.
It was kind of like exactly what I was saying. I was like, you know what? I don't want to talk about such and such.
But you know how, that's why I was, it's not funny, but it's something that you're saying that, and I'm thinking, like, you know how, like, there's times I'd be, like, talking, and I'll skip the word that I know I would, that needs to be in the sentence, but I don't say it. It's because I don't want to trigger
the atmosphere.
Or put the button. It's like pushing the button to say go. Like, whatever it is, it's like, what's that sound?
That's my pants.
Oh, girl, because I was like, what the heck is that?
That's my pants.
So, like, when I'm talking about something, I try to, like, not say the word. It's kind of almost like saying a curse word, where you're saying, and then you're like, blah, blah, and then you go with saying what you're saying. Right. But I try to leave out those words, because I don't want that to activate. There's that word. Activate what that word means in my life. So I can kind of talk around it, but I don't want to say it, or, you know, just speak it, because the your tongue, power of the
life
tongue.
And death is in
thank
the
you
of the tongue.
Thank you so much.
And I think when I said it, I wasn't saying it as like a, oh my gosh, no. I think it was just something where it's like
you talk
reality kind of hit me, and I was like, you know what, when it comes to such and such, I'm all right with not speaking about it anymore. But then I also was, you know, praying to God for certain things. And it's like God has a crazy way sometimes of showing you the answers to your prayers.
Absolutely.
But they're not the way that you want them. They're the way that he wants them.
And that's crazy, because I always keep saying that's crazy. But it's something, too, because I was just telling you how a lot of time he reveals things to me. Like, I'll pray and be like, God, can you just show me, you know, and I will say, show me. Mm-hmm. I be looking for the physical, like seeing it like right here, mm-hmm. for me to see. But God gives it to me in the form of a dream. Mm-hmm. He shows me a lot of things that, you know, there's been times I go to dreams that I forgot all about. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, I've been here before.
Right.
You know, but it's like God will show me things in dreams. And then it's like 99.99999% that it is exactly what was in my dream.
That's amazing.
It happens. Literally will be in my dream. And then that very next day, boom, mm-hmm. there it happened. Boom, I saw it, I heard it, whatever it is, it does what it do. You know, the confirmation mm-hmm. is giving what it was supposed to give.
Right.
That's that. I don't know.
I think it's amazing when it happens that way, especially mm-hmm. for it to come in a dream.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now that's even more visual. And not a lot of people remember their dreams.
I was going to say, there's some people that say that they don't dream.
Sometimes I don't.
And some people don't remember. Yeah. And I'm a dreamer. I'm a person that literally will dream, wake up, and if I just think about my dream, I remember what it was about. If I just get up and I just go on about my day, I might not think so much of what I dreamt. But for the most part, I remember all of my dreams. Mm-hmm. Even I was telling somebody about the dream about the dinosaur. And I think it was your dream that you had. Mm-hmm. What was it? Dad was...
Yo, the dinosaur was throwing like mad people off the roof.
Yes. And you were saying... And this is a dream that you had like way back.
I was so young.
Young days. But it's the fact that even down to the silliest dreams mm-hmm. that you could possibly have, you can remember. That one, I just, you know...
Maybe it was Reptar.
It was something like having a pet dinosaur or whatever. You're saying dad was riding down the street.
No, that was like such a... That dream was weird.
Then it said he got tossed off or something and ate him.
I was like, yo, it was a crazy dream. Yeah, not too... I don't... Like, for instance, last night, I don't remember my dream.
Yeah.
And the night before, I don't remember my dream. But mm-hmm. there are nights where I wake up and I'm like, yo. And then there's days where I wake up. Yeah, days where I wake up and I'm like, yo, I need to pray.
Yeah.
Like, because how about those dreams? I don't like them.
Okay, so there are dreams where I literally wake up. Something in that dream is not sitting well with my spirit. And it will get me out. Like, get me up. And I instantly pray. Because I don't know what it was about. Like, what the significance is to it. But my first thing to do is pray.
Yeah.
Especially when it's something that's so like negative or involves some type of death or something like that. I instantly will pray. And I pray for everybody.
Facts.
Everybody connected to me. If I can remember the names, families, just making sure that no one's missed out. Like mm-hmm. someone in my circle, meaning God knows who's in my circle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those who are close and whatever. So it's just like, dreaming, you know?
Yeah.
But the week.
Yeah, so with this week that I've had,
And I think you guys can hear it in Ashley's voice. But go ahead, Ash.
Yeah, because, you know, it's one of those where it's like, mm-hmm. I'm not emotionally crying. I think I'm very much calm.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell I'm bothered, but it's like a settled, like I'm like, not mm-hmm. crying and like emotional and screaming or saying why. I'm just more so
I'm more like
if you play like The Rain, I could just probably sit there and like write a poem about the rain.
You'll be able to channel the drops your fall. Feelings yes. in the most soft,
yes.
secure way.
Yes.
Where it's like, I could have, because there's that thing where it's like, I could have panicked. You know, but at the moment, I'm the peace in the storm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, you are really taking it in the most positive way. Mm-hmm. To seeing, like, the bigger picture to whatever else. Sometimes you just take a moment and be like, what does this all mean?
I've been... like. What does this mean?
Why would this happen? You know, we're always curious to know when things are going right, things happen. the obstacles, the challenges, the, mm-hmm. you know, things happen, but then you're like, why?
Yeah. It was like, it was the timing for me.
Yeah, it's the timing.
So,
the timing
it, and the thing sure. about it is it was like, it was one thing and I was like, okay. And then it was like, within like 2 hours, it was another thing. And then the next day it was something else. And then like, it was just like, I was like, wait, what is going on?
But you know what I used to tell people? The ones who would be like, it's always something.
You know what? And I stopped saying that.
And I want people to understand.
I stopped saying that.
You have got to stop saying things that you just don't want to be saying. People just really think saying that or life is, you know what?
Yeah.
All the time you hear about the height. Life is, you know. If people know, people say that and I'm like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. Like, please stop speaking that into existence.
Yeah.
You are supposed to speak long life, longevity into your living mm-hmm. in the now. You want to be here. Shoot, you be 107 years old or whatever. But don't keep saying life is that and it's always, you know what? Because then that's what's going to happen. It's always going to be something for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when things started happening on that specific day, I just was like, all right, I'll figure it out. And that's immediately what I said. And then it was like something else happened. And I was like, all right, you know, I did feel a little down when that second one happened. Cause I was like, man, like, all right. But then it was like, all right. And then I just kept pushing myself to keep going. And then it was like, even was it yesterday? Yesterday it was two things and one was smaller than the other.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay. Like, I just was like, all right, like, you know.
And you know, too.
I'm like, God, I'm leaving it in your hands.
In your hands. That's it.
That's all I can do.
And sometimes in life, when you are, you know, it's okay to, like, express what you're going through with people. But sometimes you just got to ask, like, I keep saying, God, reveal those who are for me and against me. Because when you start opening up to people about the problems you're having, there are people rejoicing
that you're going
through, that you are reaching your downfall, and they like that.
Yeah.
They feed off of that energy of you suffering or feeling sad and down
and hopeless.
Saying, oh, you need me. Now you need this. Now, there's people. And I'm just very mindful that I just keep asking God
and that's to crazy continue. That people do that.
And I keep saying continue, because when I'm telling y'all, God has been revealing some things.
He sure has.
In this year.
Yeah.
People who were for me and against me. And mm-hmm. I just keep saying, Lord, continue. Continue.
I just think the
to let me know what it is.
I think the timing is perfect.
It's perfect. I used to say
it's perfect.
God's timing is so perfect.
Because I'm telling you, I think with everything going on, let's say there were still certain people in my life, do you know how much I know I wouldn't have been able to rely on them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been them just being present.
Just present.
But just listening. Oh, because you know, the way I always look at people when they look at me, they're like, oh, Ashley, she's so happy. She's fine. She got it. How you get it? You know, that. And I always tell people I work hard. I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't just get this just to be like, hey, I'm Ashley. And you just give me everything. No, I'm like, I work hard. But it's like sometimes people look at me and be like, no, like, you got it. Or it's easy for you. And I'm like, who said that?
Like, yeah, you. How about the fact you make it look easy? I need people to say you make it look easy. Because it's very insensitive for a person to say, you got it, or whatever. They judge you. Because that's a form of being judged.
Mm-hmm.
You think I have it.
Right.
And it's insensitive because it's like, you don't know what I'm going through in my life. You don't know, like, what I had to do. Like, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. People just are so quick to judge in good ways and bad ways. Mm-hmm. Because that's actually a compliment that, you know, somebody could say that to you. But if you are going through something and they don't know,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, take the time to start asking people, are you okay?
I'd be asking people.
And do you need any help?
I'm like, are you okay? Like, is everything all right?
We talked about...
How's your mental?
Talk about mental health and check on your happy friends.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to be mindful, like, everyone could be going through something. Some people are going through things worse than the others, and just the fact is, check on people.
Mm-hmm.
Your loved ones, just check on someone. Especially
the people that matter to you.
Yes.
Like, don't let days go by without checking on them. And I know I fall guilty and I fall short sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty and I fall short sometimes because sometimes, yeah. I, as much as I want to reach out, sometimes I will pick up my phone mm-hmm. and then I will stop and do something else. And then by the time yeah. I get back to my phone, I'm like, oh my God, it's so late.
And then
I don't want to bother them this late.
Yep.
And then I don't get back to
and
them.
You just don't.
Because, especially like this week with everything going on, I'm sorry for anybody that called me or texted me and I took a long time to respond.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, because sometimes it is a respect thing. Like, you know how, like, for some people, I know that if I forgot, I could just look at the time and be like, oh, it's almost 12 o'clock. I'll still send you a text because I'm, hey, it's Ashley.
Right.
It's Eric or something. But when it's other people, I'm like trying to be respectful that it might be late for them. And I don't want them to worry or, you know, just.
Right, exactly.
The text can wait.
Those text messages early in the morning.
Yeah.
If I hear my phone go off and I know I'm like in deep sleep, I'm like, wait, hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like who's calling?
Who's calling or texting
and
me?
Usually when people call and text at that time, it's an emergency. And that's why I be saying that a lot of people don't understand that people operate different,
mm-hmm.
but we understand that this is something that in our family that we know is like, if that's the case, then it's something wrong or because there's no way you just about to be playing on my phone at 2 a.m. in the morning.
No.
Talking about what you're doing. I'm asleep. Right. We're not doing that. We operate different. So
if you
please
call
don't,
me
after, don't do it.
I say honestly, if you call me usually after like 11, because I usually go to sleep early, but lately I've been going to sleep a little bit later. But if you call me after 11 at this point, I'm probably asleep.
Yeah.
Unless I came home and like passed out sleep, because some days after school I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I will pass out and then I'll wake up and be like, oh, okay, I'm up for a little bit. But normally absolutely. I'm probably sleeping early. So if you call me like, hey, what you doing?
As sleep. You say, sleepy.
I know. Right now.
I just yawned.
Right now I'm like, oh, man.
But you know, it's a beautiful day. It's been cloudy and stuff. And I don't know. It's just been, let's just get some rest this weekend and do a little bit. Just
that's what I want to do.
A little bit of everything if we can. And
I got to study.
Yeah.
I got a paper due for clinicals and stuff. So I have stuff to do that I'm like, you know what?
I said, okay, me season.
I'm going to be still.
Yes.
Be still because that's what I've been told.
Be still.
I've been told and I've been shown.
Peace. Be still.
Facts.
Yes. So we hope you guys just had an amazing week and you guys enjoy your weekend. And we will talk to you guys on another episode of
Mash Energy.
See you guys.
Bye.